Welcome to the November issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. The AES Journal has a new editor in Bozina Kostak, taking over after 6 successful years from John Vanderkooy. We open this month's issue with messages from both of them, looking to the future of the Society's work in technical publications. We're also presenting an expanded collection of research papers in this month's edition, covering topics ranging from virtual bass through networking to automotive audio. 2 papers on bass synthesis by students of Malcolm Hawksford involve the application of psychoacoustics. Because virtual bass systems rely on creating harmonics of a missing fundamental to give the illusion of low bass, they can generate unwanted intermod distortion. Neu and Woon Sang-gan explain how such systems can be objectively graded using perceptually motivated measures, and using a novel analysis, it's possible to find out what type of nonlinearity gives rise to the most acceptable results. Virtual bass is also used, by Adam Hill, as a means of correcting problematic room modes. In the proposed solution, troublesome mode frequencies were reduced by a room equalization system, and virtual bass was used to compensate, which led to substantial reductions in bass quality from seat to seat in the listening area. In order to avoid the perception of distortion, however, the amount of virtual bass had to be limited. Continuing in the broad field of loudspeakers and rooms, Sakari Teravo and his colleagues compare various methods of locating a loudspeaker in a room using only the impulse response information, by combining methods based on time difference of arrival and pure time of arrival, they come up with an approach that is more accurate than either of these alone, by as much as a factor of 2. This is mainly because each method on its own suffers from a large variance in the estimation of a parameter that the other does not. The Ethernet AVB protocol for transporting synchronized audio and video information with low latency over data networks has been the subject of wide interest over the past few years. Philip Falks, Richard Foss, and Robbie Gurdan show us how it can be made to work simultaneously with FireWire interconnects in a single application configuration. By using a compatible audio gateway with a common control protocol, audio devices on these disparate networks can be connected and controlled. Finally, Stefania Cechi and a large number of co-authors present the Hardy's Car Lab, an audio laboratory installed in a real car intended as a foundation for real-time embedded system design using modern algorithm tools and reconfigurable hardware. Their proof-of-concept tests show that results were achieved with significantly less time and effort. If you're interested in audio for wirelessly networked personal devices, and didn't get to Korea for the 43rd International Conference last September, you can catch up on all the happenings in this month's conference report. And while we're on the subject of AES conferences, there's a call for papers for the upcoming 48th Conference on Automotive Audio, which will take place in Munich next September, chaired by the current AES president, Jan Abelgaard Pedersen. Francis Rumsey's featured article this month casts a light on papers on semantic audio and music information retrieval that came out of last year's conference in Germany. Subtitled Machines Get Clever with Music, Rumsey discovers how computers can be made to recommend music in context of multifaceted user profiles, as well as classify it into different cultural areas. Even different bass playing styles can be identified in recorded music, which promises much for the future of intelligent music systems. The AES Standards Committee brings news of a new chair, Bruce Olson, who takes over after many successful years from Richard Chalmers. Lots of projects are in the pipeline, including work on digital audio measurements, interfaces, and file exchange, as well as audio networking and the measurement of personal computer audio quality. You can catch up on all these developments in this month's Standards News. There's much to discover as well in November's Section News, where we report stories of the enterprising activities of the Society's professional and student sections around the world. From Japan through Eastern Europe to the U.S. and South America, AES members meet on a regular basis to share their knowledge, meet their friends, and learn about the latest developments in audio technology. All this and more is waiting for you in the November edition of the AES Journal. Find the journal online at www.aes.org. Why not become a member and receive the world's only learned journal entirely dedicated to audio engineering on a regular basis? We look forward to welcoming you back next month. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.